1993. Brent told me to say 1998 and I forgot it.
It'll be here before you know it. We could go on this line of discussion almost infinitely, because these are the things that screw up the world. And you ones are presented now in this world at a time when, for goodness sakes, the children coming forth, these little soul beings, are so much brighter and more filled with knowledge than you ever thought of being, and certainly more than your parents ever could imagine. And you go back past that to your grandparent and your great-grandparent, who had to use a lamp or a candle just for light. And you cannot even relate to it. And yet you are stuck in this, trying to rear children in a situation where they are the exception if they are not allowed to run around with condoms in their pocket. I'm sorry for you. I truly hurt for you. And you're going to get desperate, and you're going to have to allow these children to participate in this world. And that means they're going to watch television. It means that you are going to have to be responsible and leave them alone from time to time, where they're going to sneak in there as fast as they can and turn on MTV. Because it must be worth watching. Be careful. It might be worth watching because Daddy watches it or Mommy watches it, but you can't. They won't even know what it means. It'll be really quite frightening to them. But pretty soon they think that is the way, because they catch you watching adult. What a stupid word. Well, but I only watch Playboy Channel, you know, once every 2 weeks. Oh, will we? Why? Well, it's entertaining, it's erotic, and I watch it for art. Thank you. Oh, is that his name? The child assumes that's adult behavior. Look at the little babies in England that killed a 2-year-old child, beat it to death, and then laid it on the railroad track to be cut in half. And the one mother said, well, he had become incorrigible. He stayed glued to the television, and he learned. Now, I want to tell you that the only thing worse for your children's minds than what is coming across MTV in lyrics accompanying a beat that is made to mesmerize you, it is synchronized learning. Beat and lyric, beat and lyric, murder, murder, kill, rape. And they are dressed appropriately, they go through all the motions appropriately. It's all there. And then they'll tell you, oh, it doesn't have anything to do with it. Are you nuts? Are you nuts? And then something heinous happens, you know, like the little kid who takes the car or burns up the house from dodo brain watching. Who's the dodo brain? The one who wrote that crap? Or you who allow that to continue? And I'm not talking about in your living room. But how are you going to control it in your living room when the kids are better with those confounded devices than you are? Dorman Oberle cannot program a VCR, but I'll guarantee you the grandkids can. And you think, well, my children won't do it. Your children will do it. And no, you cannot put them in incarceration just so they will not be exposed to it. You've got a hard row to hoe. And most of you never realize it was even remotely incorrect or detrimental until you get in the same situation. That's the upside downness of life. You should have all the wealth while you're young and can enjoy it and grow and get your education and all these things and not have to struggle. But it doesn't work that way. Just doesn't work that way. And mom and dad have to go and they have to produce. If they're responsible at all in an effort to feed, clothe, shelter a family. And they are not perfect and they rebel too. I want to be something. And yet, as long as you have to depend on another being for your self-fulfillment, you ain't going to make it. You'll move from one to another, to another, to another, and you will not find it because it's inside you. Well, how do I get it out? To look at it, to change it? Maybe you never will. Just know it is inside you, and then you begin to express from inside, and you will face it. And don't give me the old BS about old dogs can't learn new tricks. Old dogs are smart enough just not to allow you the privilege of their learning new tricks. They train you, and then all they have to do is sit back. That is crazy. If you start bending that puppy, he will never be too old to learn. You just won't notice these great extravagant changes. You've got to have something so out of control so that when you are born again, it really looks different or you don't see it. You certainly can learn at any age. Father, that's Cleary. I said you're never too old to learn, are you? And boy, then you start praying really hard, don't you? Well, I didn't mean to, especially on this weekend. when we have children who've been absent for quite a while, such a lesson. But there are several ones going through some real pain and misery within this group gathered here. And ones have to grow outside themselves and yet within themselves and come to peace with selves. You always must come to grips with self first. You must do what you must do to deal with self. But you may not always put yourself first when it's only for self. But that usually takes a lot of years to learn also because of the confusion in the meaning. And for goodness sakes, you don't have to learn it in an hour or 20 minutes. But it helps to get on that path because, as he just said, when you're right up against St. Peter at the pearly gate, you're going to wish you'd known. You're going to wish you'd listened. And some of you will remember that you did. And everybody in this room can say, well, so what? We're all here. We have a mission here. And it isn't built around this. Well, what else is it built around? This is your experience. I don't care what your mission is or what you think it is or what you know it is. You still have to deal here in this human environment where you have to serve with the physical hands. I can talk forever. I don't have to do anything except talk. You have to do and forget the talk. Please.
Would you like to?
Yeah.
Now the preacher comes out.
Is this thing working? Good.
Hallelujah.
In this business, you can't depend on anybody. You can't depend on anything. You can't even depend on you. It's terrible. We all have to depend on someone, though, or something. And over in our little running around, oh, Mike and I, we have great fun telling each other all these great things we read in the book. So in volume 2 of the Pleiades Connection is where all this is. Now we're finding that this someone or something or go within or whatever, all these words, all these concepts, intuitions or whatever they are, they don't work. But if we can begin really get into the stillness of what this is all about, it begins to happen. And then he and I became experts on sex. Only we found out that sex is Father Eitan shooting two lights, and the two lights are equal and opposite. And the two lights have to put each other out by this equal interchange and movement within and without, and each one has to lose its own identity in this thing called rest. And so what I'm doing this for is to ask the commander
he will elaborate, expound, elucidate, and all those other cute little words about stillness.
Why would I do that? You can't depend on me. I will say, you rarely can depend on me to come through in the form that you have pre-planned that I would. Thank you. And you can depend on me to make up some story for you that fits if we didn't come through for you. Stillness. Wow, that's starting at the middle and working back. Because in the beginning, there was only light. Sounds like Genesis, doesn't it? God is light. God is energy, if you will, light energy. And through the projected thought of God are you. You become manifest basically as a reflection of himself in expression. For his own experience. Everything in the universe, and it is more easily broken down into sexuality of male, female, for your understanding. Otherwise, you have nothing to which to relate what you are, what is the universe, what is life. Because in the ending, once pass on into other dimension, you realize this is an illusion manifest for your experience in this duality. And always moving as perceived motion, when in actuality there is no time, no space. Only expression. Only the breathing out and the breathing in. Even if it be the universe expanding, contracting, expanding, contracting. So basically what you have is not linear motion into infinity. You have outward motion and back within motion. You have reached the point in your cycling as a species or an expression that is coming upon a different cycle. Let us say that God has breathed out, now he's going to breathe in. And recall, reevaluate, re-express. But you can tell on the charts of evolution, evolvement of man, that you are still in primitive stage. Well, does that mean Atlantis from 50,000 years ago? Mu? 120,000 years ago? Pan? 300 million years ago? Whatever. I mean, come up with any of these numbers. They mean nothing to you. You hear me? They mean zero. Zip. Zilch to you. Ones always want to know the great secrets of the universe and the great secrets of Pan and the great secrets. How did those continents break up? That is a logical question. But not if all you want to know is the irrelevant associations with some ancient myth, be it true or false. You got too much to deal with now. Those are frostings on the cake. Well, but I want to know from what star system I came from. You came from God. Or you were manufactured by man. Oops. Does that still have this duality and this spiraling motion and this in and out? No. Depending. If, in fact, the soul, life, breath of God has been bred out of you, taken from you, dwindled out of you, replicated out of you, the soul is already placed elsewhere. You are an experiencing mechanical object, even if you're thinking. That's 2/3 of your planet. Always, this duality is seeking its place of rest. At which point, all becomes zilch, nothingness. You may not perceive that it ever happens. When does a positive electron become negative? Let's take it even more specifically. You have a U-shaped magnet. One is a negative pole, one is a positive pole. At what point does the charge of a piece of iron become one or the other? Midway? 2/3 of the way? Do you see? There is no way for you to know to the split second. Or how does it happen? Well, at some point it's picking up positive energy and therefore it's going to flip. That happens to a planet from time to time. So yes, you can have a very scientific explanation of what happens. But the facts are, you are drawing pictures to help explain something to yourself that does not exist in the way that science explains it to you. And therefore, that's why we're in trouble with the Pleiades Connection series. We start explaining it to you, and we never are allowed to get to the point of teaching about it. Thank you for the opportunity. Every entity, every electron, every molecule, every atom that makes up the universe is moving toward a state of rest. Oh, but if you go out here and your state of rest is here and you come back here, aren't you extending your state of rest? No. And therefore, it is very hard to explain that, well, it goes out there positive, comes back here negative. That is the perception. Electricity does not change. It may seem to change. But the universe moves in a spiral. A spiral. And whatever goes forth will reach its state of rest and then continues to spiral. So you can call it whatever you want to. I like to think about it again as God breathing out and breathing in. Now, what has happened to you is that you have reached this point where you are caught in the lie. Does that mean that you are in this state of rest and now will make this cycle? No, it means you are in this time of incredible change. And no change at all. So all you can perceive is the downfall or the closing in of what you now can think of and recognize as your enemy or the enemy of God, who would rather you not finish that cycle back to himself where you are within him. So the point is all out here at this scrambled up place out here. Well, how low do we have to get before we can spiral back? Pretty low, obviously. Learning from the experience of ones who went before you didn't cut it, did it? Or you wouldn't be doing this. Before you can get back this way, you've got to bring everything within self, everything within society, everything actually making up your universe without, and look at it from an entirely opposite perception, so that you can go into this period of rest and make your spiral on back. Now, what's going to happen out here when we talk about entities? Well, there are many, many billions of fragments reflecting actors on the stage. And know that everything in the universe is made up of this duality. Absolutely everything manifest is made according to a pattern, which is called DNA. Molecular structures, cellular structures. And there is no other individual exactly like you. Oh, but Commander, you have said there are replicas. There sure are, but it's not exactly like you. They cannot manufacture one exactly like you. This house you run around in, this mechanical tool that you use, might as well be robot. You have a humanoid structure that the minute you are removed is dead meat. Hear me. You can keep a body alive with a heart, but if you are gone, it is dead. Know it. Now, can they utilize that body? Yep, sure can. And they can even possibly bring it back into a working mechanism with a working, functioning brain. They can even download into it. But if you are gone, they cannot put you into it. Ones like to call that a walk-in. I'm a walk-in. Don't do this. It sounds really fun and really great. I came back a new person. You can come back a new person from just getting a little insight. And smart. Anytime your mind, your brain is opened up for a downloading of another, it will be a lower brain. Because anyone passing over will not come back to be a lower than it left. Know it. But it might be more enlightened. Yes, it might be. But it will never be as high as that which departed. And if you have not gained the knowing and the insight while expressing here, that is your problem. And as long as you have not achieved working toward that knowing, and you get to that place of rest, where are you gonna go? You will not spiral on back to God, my friends. You're going to do some spiraling. And here's where you must understand, it is not a wheel. If you are spiraling and you go out here to this place where you can pause and rest and reevaluate and make your perceived changes, then you can spiral back here to God's purpose, and then you go on, ever upward, ever onward. Or you come out here and you stall out and you just go round and round and round. And every time you express on the outward breath of God's manifestation, you have an opportunity to spiral. Too many of you never find that place of rest, and you're stuck on this wheel. The next logical question is, does that mean I, you, me, individual, because I am expressing now, does that mean I'm on that wheel? Some, yes. You, no. No. And there's not going to be any fairy tale rapture. You're going to stand responsible. And here's where I lose the new ones. You're here on a mission. You're here for a purpose. It is not an accident. You didn't just drift through here. It takes a little while longer for some to even see their purpose. That's just fine, because maybe your purpose isn't slapping you in the face yet. And sometimes when you're knowing catches up, you become so impatient that you're dragged down, and sometimes even dragged off, because it wasn't quite time and you didn't pass the final test into your mission. There is a thing called waiting upon God. The mission itself for getting a remnant through to preserve the spiral sometimes it gets lost in the environment in which you find yourself. Every one of my team, and I have a team that's spread out across your globe. I won't even consider the team that isn't in your manifested presence, but is not necessarily in the etheric realm either. You have a joint mission that you agreed to do at the evolution of this planet. Because technology has gotten so great again, and I say again, because with each new series of civilizations in which you as an entity will experience and express, you will go through all these expressions. and earth changes, earth happening, civilizations dying, civilizations being born. It's all you. And then comes great changes, where you have an opportunity once again to either go into oblivion, literally with this transition, exterminate the species on your globe. Hear me, on your globe, in this perceived expression that you're playing out here as actors. But you won't ever get rid of the soul of man, because the soul of man is God Creator, and it will go exactly like God Creator wants it to go, not like you want it to go, not like Jerry Falwell wants it to go, and not like Bill Clinton wants it to go, or even Henry Kissinger. You can control some things in your environment through force. You can nurture some things in your environment into creative new life. But you are so limited in the physical expression that you have to be rethought even coming back here on a mission from where you came from, God, to serve. You're having to reawaken to your own capability of creative ability. And now you come right back to the male-female perception and absoluteness of duality. And no voted in laws of man changes one iota of it. Let's all vote in this room. We don't like this scheme. Everybody in favor of changing it. Does that change it? Of course not. But the enemy of God will make sure that you think it does and makes it all right. Well, the funny thing is, with God is okay. He knows that that wheel will always be there. And he knows that when you've learned your lesson, you will spiral. Does that mean that you are more advanced than 99% of the people? Yes, it does. And that gives you a greater responsibility. Yeah, well, I don't remember. And you always say, well, I volunteered, but I don't have any proof of that. I think I'm a sucker. Well, maybe. But you wouldn't be here if you hadn't. And I can toy with you and let you hop off, you know, onto the other side or this side or sit in the middle or something for a while. But at some point, you've got to make up your mind one way or another. Do I prefer not to know? I believe I do. Uh-oh. You've sat in here this long today, and you're not going to be able to walk out that door and not wonder about this. You may be able to walk out that door and say, if this is your first time, well, I don't believe that I choose to go any farther with those crazy nuts. On the other hand, down here, in this place called the solar plexus, you know, this one that I'm always protecting with fat, it makes you so ticked off at me. There is a knowing. And it says, I know this is right. I know this is right. And once you walk out that door, you cannot go from knowing back into unknowing. You can make a resolute choice not to participate, to turn away, to forget it. Doesn't mean you're going to even go out there and ever read another thing. But it says, I know. And I can make some pretty drastic choices. And I can choose not to put up with this and never come back. But you know what? Most of the ones who make those choices do come back. It may take a while. But every now and then they'll drift back through. Because they thought that they could follow the teachings of those wonderful entertainers. You know, I'm sorry sometimes that we don't have a show on Broadway. Except that's kind of passé now. Maybe if we made an MTV something or other, we'd do okay. Therese and Brent could do the singing so we didn't embarrass them. But you see, you're a threat. You're a threat. And yet inside, there is no way you can turn away from God. And ones will say, well, I'm not turning away from God. I'm turning away from you nuts. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to wiggle her around here a little bit so she gets a little exercise so we can go on for 10 hours. I really am sorry, people. This is God. You understand me? You can turn away from the one sitting in this chair. But you walk out on truth, my friends, and you have turned your back on God. Do not expect Him to turn around and rapture you off. And you can write to your Paul Crouches and say, would you look at this? No! Get this trash from me. Throw it into the garbage. Do not become informed. Go back to Christ. I don't know how much closer I could get without smothering the poor sucker. And you can't lay it off on me. And you can't lay it off on him. Well, if he wants me saved, he will save me. Wrong. He'll watch you go jump in the fire pit. Now, if that soul within you says, God, please don't let me jump in the fire pit. I am so stupid. I'll probably do it just to spite you, God. Please evaluate my soul and decide whether or not to save me from the fire pit. You know what's going to happen? You're not going to jump in the fire pit. You're not going to stab your kid or shoot him or anything else. Because some voice says, take him to the mountain and kill him in my name. And you take your baby up to the altar and terrify the hell out of him. Waiting for God to stop you? You idiots. If you petition God, you will have wisdom enough to know nobody, especially God, would ever allow that kind of a test. The test would be if you were idiot enough to do such a thing. Those are not the teachings of God. And Jesus, Isu Emmanuel Sananda, never said so. And when you say he wrote, he wrote zip. Man wrote what man perceived, he said. And a bunch of German scholars decided which version would be put in your Bible after the king decided what would be taken out. And then what just happens through the evolution of mistranslation screws it up. And that point of rest can either be the final rest before returning to be with and within the expression of God, to only go forth again if you wish to create that role somewhere. We as a team end up being the mop-up crews. In many ways, we enjoy the expression. It doesn't have to be any different than reading a good story. And if you don't like the way a story is written, can't you tear out the last 10 chapters and write your own if you want to? Don't try to get it copyrighted, but you can change it. And if you change it in time, don't worry about the copyright.
Interrupt you, please.